Please welcome Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie joins us each and every Monday, except he's busy. You got things on, mate.
I had something on last week, but good to be back. What's going on here? Look at this cord.
You tangled my
phone.
No, because I'll tell you what happens. So Mitchie's wearing the headphones.
Is this Grace's fault?
Grace gets very handy, and she ties the headphones up.
She was also just sitting on that stool, which is quite high, with her legs crossed. I've never seen that. I don't know how
she does it.
She's
like a human cat.
It's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, I don't like sitting regularly. I like to sit in different ways.
Yeah. Clearly.
You do.
Even when we're out drinking, she'll be like,
on the stool.
Yeah, she'll be like, I'll sit interesting and then people will see me.
That's if she's not doing a cartwheel.
That is not what I do.
Cartwheel.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you do it all
You
the
do
time,
the
mate.
Splits when you're drunk.
No, that's when I've had too much. That's how you know I'm gone and you should send me home.
Yeah, she just interrupts conversations and she goes, everyone, I can do the splits.
Here
and
we go.
She just does them.
Watch
all right,
me.
Send her home. Mitchie, well, three of us are supposed to, speaking of going out, three of us are supposed to hang out on the weekend with a friend of ours. He got a bit injured.
He texted us and he plays football. He texted and he said,
should we name him or not name him?
Let's not give him the airtime. I know he'd be sitting there praying that we mention him.
Let's call him AC.
AC. He sent the text. So it's what, 4:30, I reckon, on Saturday. We're meant to meet up about 7 o'clock for his birthday to have a couple of drinks and catch up. Sends a text, I've hurt myself, got a sore hip, and tonight's off. He called it pretty early too.
As we know, injuries are fixed very well with beer. So his loss,
and,
really.
I mean, you know, it's football. A hip and shoulder. And he's called the night off.
So he's called the night off, mate. Former AFL player, carrying on a bit.
Yeah.
Right, mate, you know, they're going to go after you. Yeah. And you're down here and you're a big star.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it ended up having a quiet one, which was fine by me.
I actually did see a picture that your wife, your beautiful wife, Sahar, put up of you and May have fallen asleep on the couch. Was that before or after the news that you weren't going out on Saturday?
I think that was, I don't know, I can't remember. But Maya wasn't in it. It was just me. She handed me a couple of dolls and, just fell asleep. It's tough being a dad.
Oh, mate, you work hard,
I'd been,
you
know, so I'd been sleeping on the couch all day and I'd been having a crack, so it was my turn. No, that's a lie.
That's true.
That is a lie.
Absolutely a lie.
Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Yeah, Mitchie, thanks for sticking around, bud. Now, the big thing we wanted to talk about today, shorts day, mate. This is exciting. We were at the launch.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You rocked up in trousers. So did I.
I wore shorts.
Oh, you had them over the top, didn't you?
No. I was the only one that wore shorts.
I wore shorts over the top. That
paid
was
a lot of attention to you.
Because when they... Yeah, thanks, mate. Good to see you. Because when they all these press photos went out, there was an absolute horrid photo of me.
Let's put that up. Can we please put that on your socials?
That is an ugly photo.
At Jimmy and Nath, I put this ugly photo of me. Mitch was speaking, and I was just... I was really enjoying
it. You're in awe.
I have I'm just ugly. but when the official photos went out of like the press day or whatever, I'll think about myself. So I'll click through and look through them. They just used the photos of me in my shorts because I was the only one in shorts.
True. Yeah. I did cop a little bit about being photo in the Mercury, had jeans on.
Nate wore the shorts over his jeans.
Over the top. Yeah, I know. And then someone had, Jeremy Rockliffe had to borrow my shorts.
He did.
His PA came up to him and was like, oh, Nate, do you mind taking your pants off? Jeremy Rockliffe would like to wear them. And
it was weird when they came to me first. And I went, well, that's all I'm wearing.
And I was like, weird. His PA.
Get out of it.
I get asked that all the time on a Saturday night by Polly's when they come up to me. Take your pants off. All right. Mitchie, shorts day, 21st of June. Shortest day of the year. You're asking people to come together to brave the cold, brave the conversation.
Yep.
The idea for shorts day, mate, remind us, where did it come from?
Generated within the team. Yeah, we've been thinking about a large-scale community activation that we could do for quite some time. And, having some conversations with the team, came up with it. Shortest day of the year. Shorts is our logo. So, yeah, brave the cold and brave the conversation is, as you said, what it's all about. And just a great way for, you know, organisations, schools to jump on board, fundraise, have a bit of fun with it. And we've been overwhelmed at the support so far, but still 3 weeks to go. So we're really hoping that a lot more people jump on and register.
Now, of course, every dollar raised as well helps Stage Chatter continue sparking mental health conversations. That money, how important is it that it keeps coming in to support what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see on our socials how active we are. We're still continuing to get many, many requests from workplaces, schools, community groups, sporting clubs to head out there and educate them around mental health. So, yeah, all the dollars will go straight in towards that, allowing us to continue to do that with our incredible team that we've got. So, really excited.
So, Mitchie, we'll put something up on our socials again at Jimmy Nath so people can, you know, swipe up, get involved and register. So, I guess how simple is it for people listening to the show to be involved on Monday the 21st of June?
Very simple. We send out packs. So, we send send out some hard copy packs and some stuff online that you can key tips around having the conversation. There's a video from me around having tips.
Take your time, mate.
It's tips time. Around having the braving the conversation on short stay. I've said it so many times I can't say it anymore. But then, yeah, you can wear your shorts. We've got little badges that you can put on as well. Not everyone wants to wear shorts, so that's totally fine. You can have a team meeting outside in the cold. There's many fun ways that we'll show you how you can get involved.
Now, again, this is the shortest day of the year, which also usually is around the coldest day of the year as well. Mm-hmm. Now, something very exciting we're going to announce on the show right now is we're going to be we don't know where yet, but we're going to be doing the show live somewhere in Hobart outside. The three of us are going to be brave in the cold. Mitch is going to be joining us for 3 hours to kick off Shorts Day.
Monday, the 21st of June, we're going to be broadcasting.
In shorts. We better wear shorts.
In shorts.
Day.
No, we
probably can't get away with wearing pants. Yeah,
and just shorts. That's all we're wearing. Yeah. Nothing else. Nothing up top.
Better hit the gym a bit.
Monday, the 21st. Absolutely. Mitchie, Shorty, who's the mascot as well. You may have been hearing his voice as well.
In the commercials here at Hit.
Will Shorty be there?
Maybe. Yeah, he might be there.
This is huge. If you don't like Jimmy Nathan Mitch, come down and potentially see Shorty on the 21st of June.
So, yeah, we're very excited. We're doing the show live somewhere in Hobart. We'll be keeping, as Mitch said, 3 weeks away. So we'll be keeping you updated about where that'll be happening and if you can come down and get involved and stuff. But the main thing now, register, get involved. It's a great initiative, Mitch, and a great idea.
Thanks very much, boys. Thanks for the support. So, yes, head to staychatty.com.au to register and find out ways in which you can get on board.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.